All this week, we are going to hear some stories from Seedcast, a locally produced podcast that debuted this past fall. It shares stories of the Indigenous experience around the world. The stories we will hear feature Indigenous people from the Pacific Northwest. But before we get to that, we're going to hear from the people who make Seedcast. KNKX All Things Considered host Ed Ronco spoke with Jessica Ramirez and producer Felipe Contreras about their own Indigenous experience.
For me, it's this question around, where is home for me? Where are my people? Who are my people? You know, outside of my nuclear family, my bio family, who are the people that came before me? And I can track it up to 4 or 5 generations. And then after that, it gets really fuzzy. And that's the journey that I'm on, is trying to explore that. And the process within that is really messy. It's really yucky. And I mean that in the sense that, like, I do feel like I'm a little bit on this journey by myself, which makes the process a little difficult. My family, you know, there wasn't a lot of, like, history keeping. And I use that in a way that I think of, like, the way that I've seen non-POC, non-Black families keep history. Like, there's, like, oh, there's, like, this legacy and people talk about it. And this person went to school here. And then there's these records over there. And I don't have that. I don't have that kind of information. My family came from poverty. My family came from places where colonization really destroyed that paper trail. And people didn't want us around. So why would there be records about us being around, you know, outside of birth records, death records? Like, there isn't much there. So I really feel like an person who's, like, excavating. Like, I just feel like I'm digging a little bit over here, a little bit over here, but I also feel like I'm being pulled in 100 different directions, because I hear somebody talk about their story on the podcast, and then I'm like, oh, over there, and then I'll dig a little, and then I'll hear something, you know, some other way that people talk about cultural work, and I'm like, oh, I wonder if that's, like, a part of my family in some way or another, and then I go over there and I dig a little. So I feel like I'm in this field with all these, like, little, like, half dug holes everywhere, and I'm not really getting any deeper than I really want to be. But that's the process. It's, like, messy, it's confusing, and it might be where I am for a really long time.
Eventually those holes will, like, start touching, though, and it'll be one big hole, I think, right? In theory. Because I'm the same way. I'm constantly feeling like I'm an archaeologist, where I have to, like, go back and retrace these roots. So this, over the last year, I went and I got on Ancestry, I registered, and I went through the archives of Puerto Rico, and I was able to trace, like, to the, like, 1700s, like, my ancestors. And the only thing I'm able to find, like you said, is birth certificate, death certificates, and, like, enlistment certificates. And when we hear other, and I think that's what Regis is talking to, like, when we hear other stories where there is this, like, history, whether it's oral, whether it's written, we don't have that community. We've lost that community along the way at some point. I've lost that community, and I have my family, but what it really means, like, what that all really means to be Puerto Rican, to be Salvadorian, to, like, and then the even deeper roots of that has been lost. And so what we're going through on this show is that exploration of finding community, and we're doing that through, like, other stories.
Felipe, is there a particular conversation that you've had on Seedcast, or a story that's been told on the show that sticks with you, and why was it important to you?
The easiest one that, like, goes to the top of my head is the conversation I just had with Inye Wakoma. It's the fact that it's so grounding, and I say that, like, through his experience of how he thinks through being Nigerian from the Kalabari tribe and also being African American, makes me think of everything I learned from this past year of being from El Salvador and Puerto Rico, and how in both situations there was this path to conform and to assimilate, but also to leave. In Puerto Rico, there's what's gone on over the last 100 years since the U.S. has taken over, is that it's forced Puerto Ricans to come here. really, it's been designed to force people to come here. And I listened to that episode and it's just so pleasing because his process of grounding yourself is all just connecting to your day to day and going through your day to day and looking at the little things throughout your life and your culture and your values that place you back to home. Like every day I think about it and it's in my life, it's in my work, and I always reflect back on it.
Jessica, how about for you? Is there a particular conversation that sticks with you, and why?
Probably the most meaningful one for me is the episode about language with Princess and Kavi. The language episode to me felt really emotional and bittersweet because I tell a story about how I grew up not speaking Spanish and not really being able to connect with my grandmother because of that, who mostly speaks Spanish. And I had English to start with, and it really took me into my late 20s until I learned Spanish. And for the very first time ever, I was able to communicate with my grandma in an incredibly meaningful and new way. And now my grandma's in hospice care. And for the last 6-7 years, I've been able to get to know her on a level in which my entire life I wasn't able to.
Well, we're going to hear some of your show, some of Seedcast, over the next few days here on KNKX. And what a joy to get to talk to both of you and have this conversation. Thank you for your time.
Thank you. Thanks for your time and this opportunity. And this was amazing. And I'm so grateful just to be here and be able to talk and share our podcast with all of y'all.
Jessica Ramirez and Felipe Contreras, the host and producer of the Seedcast podcast, talking to All Things Considered host Ed Ronco.